Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Philippians chapter 4 today, two verses, verses 21 and 22. Philippians 4, 21 and 22. Paul says at the end of his letter here, "Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially of those of Caesar's household." Let me read this to you again. We're going to get our challenge from this section today. "Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me also greet you. And all the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household." Folks, here's the value of the church being a family right here. Knowing that we're not alone. The Bible actually teaches that we're to encourage one another. We're to build one another up and encourage the body. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, 1 Thessalonians 5, 11 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing." I could take you through lots of passages in the time that we have, but we're going to keep moving here today that show how we're to encourage one another and build one another up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18 talks about how we're to build each other up and encourage each other with these words. We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, it says in the book of Hebrews, but we're to encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching. All through the scriptures, the Bible talks about encouraging one another and building one another up. And I'm going to ask you, do you build each other up? Do you encourage the body? Here at the end of his letter to this church, Paul says, "I want you to greet every saint that's there in Philippi in Christ Jesus. And the brothers who are with me, they say hey to you as well, and they greet you. And all the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household." God's doing a work in Caesar's household, and those believers are saying hi to you as well. And folks, we live in a day today in which it's easier to send a Christian greeting. At this time, Paul had to write a letter and have it carried by whoever to get there. Greetings would come as people would travel, but as you know, as Paul would go from town to town and province to province, he had to take boats and long walks, and it took a while for greetings to get places. But now we live in a day and age of Facebook and Twitter and email and texting and phone calls and all this. It is very easy for us to take the time and encourage one another. Throughout this whole cancer journey that I've been on this whole summer, it has been such an encouragement to see the people responding to the posts that my wife would put out on a regular basis about what's going on in our life and where we're at in the chemo process or the radiation process, or praise God for the remission that we're in now. And I would get emails from people all around the country and all around the world encouraging me. And what a gift that was. And the Facebook responses and the posts and we're talking hundreds and thousands of people that have responded to all those posts. Folks, let me just tell you, it has been an encouragement as people have taken the time to encourage me. Are you one of those kind of people? Are you generous in your encouragement? You see, we've been talking about being generous in financial giving, as I believe the Bible teaches we should be. We also should be generous to share encouragement with one another. Say hi. Has God ever put someone on your heart out of the blue? All of a sudden, someone comes across your mind, a brother or sister in Christ that you haven't talked to in a while, or you've been thinking of them. I do that all the time. I'll send an email or a text sometimes, or sometimes I'll just call someone that God's just put on my heart out of nowhere. And the timing is usually of God, where they'll say, "You know what? I really needed a call today. I really needed a touch." And God uses us to greet each other and to bless us. And in the day and age in which we live today, there's even more opportunity for you to get a word to somebody just to let them know, "You know what? I prayed for you today. I want to encourage you. I want to build you up in the Lord. Let me remind you of how awesome God is." David, as you know, was hiding from Saul as Saul was taking a group of men to try to find him and kill him. And Jonathan went and found David where he was hiding. And the Bible says he strengthened him in the Lord. He encouraged him in the Lord. All he did was show up and say, "Look, I can't fix what my dad's trying to do and try to get him to stop from trying to kill you. I've already tried that and he almost killed me in the process. I can't speed up the whole process of you becoming king, but I can remind you that God has already said you will be king, and you will be king and not me. And God's made a promise and he'll keep it." And the Bible says he strengthened him in the Lord. What did he do? He reminded David of who God is and what God's promised, and he took him to the Word of God. Can you do that today? Ask God to put someone on your heart, and when he does, take the time to either write him a note. I ask people to still send me notes and cards, and it's a wonderful way to encourage the body. Do it, because that is one of the ways we can be generous with the love of God. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.